Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
You know we gon' L.
What? Set it off, what?
You know we gon' L. You know we gon'.
My nigga playing.
You know we gon' L.
Real
Black
nigga.
Poet.
You know
Ballast.
we gon' L.
Fuck the dumb shit. Niggas want drama. You know who to come get. The capital P, the old it. Smash motherfuckers up. Crash motherfuckers up. Leave your body in the closet for a motherfucking month. Niggas know my flow's relentless. I said it, I meant this. Niggas get high, bitches get bent. Everybody know poets on some hood shit. I'm with every thug round the world trying to get rich. If you doing your thing or slinging your thing, you know and I know. Nigga better bang. Watch them hoes. Watch them snakes. Real niggas in the game, fucking with cakes. Real niggas in the game, knows what it takes. And real niggas let you know what's real and fake. Like my nigga Primo, he reached out to me, yo. Wherever he go, I go. See, he me amigo, and we gon' ill.
You know we gon' ill. You know we gon' ill.
One love to those that died in the field. So many names don't got room to spit them.
This ain't a game, nigga. You know we gon' ill.
What?
We gon' L.
Yeah, I slap back, I watch y'all niggas, I clock y'all niggas. Play you on my box as I pump rocks and dig it. Gotta treat this like drugs, chop my shit bigger. Lyrics gotta draw blood, kill y'all weak niggas. Represent all thugs and all money getters. I need some rings and blings and shit that glitters. And plus, the word on the street is I'm hotter than two blazers, 9 millimeters. You can't believe this. A&R, they pulling out they hair. They getting fired, cause they had a nigga right there. CEO screaming, why the fuck you didn't sign?
He wanted a mansion and some hot boy diamonds.
Should've gave me the world, stupid fuck, look how I'm rhyming. Wild and climbing, pounding, grinding, I ain't lying. Mad niggas ride with me, die with me. Believe me, nigga, you don't wanna have to collide with me. We gon' ill.
You know we gon' ill.
One love to those that died in the field. So many names don't got room to spit them.
This ain't a game, nigga. You know we gon' ill. We gon' ill.
Yeah.
You know we gon' L.
You know
L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-
down. Queensbridge representative, styles unlimited. Hot shots, hot rocks, I'm sending it. Who else you know can flow like Pope? For the love of this shit and not the dope. I write my own rhymes cause I love this shit to death. Niggas don't got respect, they just writing the checks. I might sell 10 mil if I learn some steps and bleach my skin in front like I'm from the projects. But all I can be is me and catch wreck. As far as the eye can see, my whole set. Schoolboy gangstars coming and playing the cars. No wet bottles with your brains on the stains the ball. From now on, shit is getting more real. My niggas in QB, I'm leaving y'all the hill. Cause I'm off the wall and I'm ill-matically ill.
You know we gon' kill.
One love to those that died in the field. So many names don't got room to spin them.
This ain't a game, nigga. You know we gon' kill. You know we gon' kill. Kill. You know we gon' kill. Kill.
Yeah, yeah, Schoolboy Radio, back at it, another Saturday. What up, E?
What's good, man? Episode 172 going down tonight. Happy to be on the air for this hour. How you doing out there, my brother?
Everything's good, man. A lot of shit going on in the news, though.
Man.
Before we get into anything, you know what I'm saying? Just want to say rest in peace to Mr. C. I want to say rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. You know, last week we was on, but I forgot to, you know, speak on it, you know?
Yeah, man, it was like two losses that we caught, man. I also want to say rest in peace to Rico Wade from the Dungeon family. He was one of their front men.
Rest in peace. Yeah, rest in peace, Rico Wade. Yep.
And rest in peace to O.J. Simpson.
Yep. But on a positive note, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to New York Knicks. They took game one over the Sixers. 111, 111-109? 111-106?
I'm looking at it now.
I think it was 111-106.
Yeah, the Knicks balling this year. 111-104. It was 111-104.
Oh, 104. All right. Shout out to New York Knicks, man. They doing things, you know. Big salute to them. The whole New York City. You know,
yeah, man.
There's
also
Rangers.
A lot of. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Yankees, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be biased, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Islanders. They all in the playoffs, Islanders, Rangers. You know, big up the Mets. You know, I ain't going to be biased. New York, we're doing things, man.
No doubt, man. Y'all be in the front line and being the trailblazers and being mainly the face of sports. Because believe it or not, well, New York ain't the face of sports. A lot of money ain't made like it should be. But y'all like the epicenter.
Yeah, ain't no place like New York City, man. I don't care where you from. Ain't no place like New York City. People come here and they get their drip here. They get they slang here, you know. The New York pizza. For real, you know. New York Chinese food. Ain't no other city make Chinese food like New York City. We just special over here, man. We special. Special in a good way, not a, you know what I'm saying? Got good hip hop, you know, good food, good hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Some women are ratchet here, but you know what I'm saying? Some people love ratchet bitches.
But no, man,
but yeah, man,
it's also crazy out there in New York, man, because you seen that? I know you pretty much seen it, but for those who don't know, man, that dude that set himself on fire in front of the courthouse of doing Trump's trial.
Was he from New York? Was he from New York, the guy that did that? I don't know where he was from.
I'm going to look him up right quick. But I know he died.
Yeah, he definitely set himself on fire. You know what I'm saying? There's some real Gotham City going on outside. But ain't no Batman coming to save you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, no, it's Batman, crazy out man. There, man.
Got a lot
now, another
of
thing I was going to chime on. I was going to chime on this last week, bro, because I remember seeing something crazy that this lady got harmed. The 68-year-old lady got harmed out there and by one of these young guys. The next thing you know, I seen about 20 of them niggas just beat this guy ass.
I mean, you know, you can't be doing shit like that, man. But, you know, that's been going on for a long time where young guys, you know what I'm saying, they prey on the elderly, man, and you know, it's only a matter of time before you get yours, you know?
Yeah, they busted this guy ass. Like, it was literally caught on camera.
Like I said, man, it's only a matter of time, man. Like, you know, you only could get away with certain shit before somebody catch on. And, you know, you got to remember a lot of people, they got, you know, older parents or their parents not here, and you victimizing people that's elderly, and, you know, people with morals, they respect the elderly, you know, and you're going to get your ass whooped, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just like the asshole that, you know, he was touching his own niece, you know what I'm saying? He going to get it. You know, he's going to jail. He's going to get it once they find out what he's in there for, you know. Justice always come, man. I'm tell you, justice always come. Karma's a motherfucker, you know. And, you know, you're going to get yours. One way or another, when you do the wrong thing, it only come back to you, man.
Yeah,
it only come back.
You can't put that in the universe for too long and think you're going to lose a little foul and then ride off to the sunset. It don't happen that way. It can happen within the snap of a finger. As soon as you blink your eye, bam, there it is.
Yeah, like, you know, at any moment, anything that you're doing that's wrong, it's going to come back some way, somehow. You know what I mean? It's just the energy. You know, you put out bad energy, only bad energy come back. You put out good energy come back. You know what I mean? You show people love, people show you love. You know what I mean? You harm people, people going to harm you. It's just science. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Why, you know, that's why my thing is, you know, I'm always going to be positive to everybody. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to be negative. it's easy. But when you're negative, it comes with repercussions. And don't get me wrong, being positive, you know, come with stuff too, because you're too positive, people take advantage of you. You know what I mean? If you're mad peaceful and you're peaceful towards people, you know what I mean? Like, people want to take advantage of you because you're always looking to look out for somebody. You know, sometimes it pays to be selfish, you know what I mean? But you just, naturally, you got to show love, you know? It's just the right way to be. You know, when you show love, people show love. When you're showing love, it's a form of loyalty, and people rather be loyal than disloyal. You know what I mean? Unless you're a parasite. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're a parasite. You know what I mean? You always gonna be disloyal. But when you're a genuine person and you ain't looking for nothing from nobody, and you just want to be you and do right, you know, people always feel that energy. You know. But for
big
people
fact.
Like that, they go around and harming the elderly because they think it's a quick lick. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna pay, because someone gonna be up top, someone gonna be inside that missed their grandparents or missed their mother or missed their father, and you out here harming the elderly and they missing the elderly, and it's just boomerang. It's boomerang.
Yeah, it's gonna hit home, because it's like, damn, that's like my grandmother, that's my mother, it could be my sister. You doing that in front of me? Nah, if the law ain't gonna handle it, we're gonna handle it.
Yeah, I mean it's actual fact. You know what I mean? It's actual fact. Pedophile. If you a pedophile, if you anything, you know what I'm saying? People up top, they don't see their kids, and you out here, you know, touching kids and violating them. You know what I'm saying? It's only a matter of time for somebody to scrape you. You know, you out here, you know, doing harmful things to the elderly. You know what I mean? People who's missing they elderly relatives. Somebody gonna harm you because it's just cause and effect. You know what I mean? So just do good, man. Do good. Do good. Do good by everybody, man. Don't get me wrong, E. Like I said, there's parasites out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's parasites that just, they're just foul. You know what I mean? Their whole mentality is foul.
They carry that odor of stench everywhere, that foul stench.
Yeah, you know, like, you know what I mean? There's no, this is just the way they are. You can't change, you know what I mean? Just because you grew up bad when you were young don't mean that you have to continue being that way. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be the change. But some people use it as a crutch and say, well, I grew up fucked up, so I'm going to be fucked up. I'm going to do the foulest shit ever because I grew up foul. You know what I mean? It's just a mindset. But you don't have to. You know? I'm from the dirt. But I don't have to live like I'm from the dirt. I don't have to continue to be that way.
Because
from the dirt
somebody
we come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the dirt we come to the dirt we return. So, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to live like that.
Amen to that.
Yeah,
now, I looked up the guy, man. He's originally from Florida.
So he came up from Florida.
Yeah.
And set himself on fire.
Yep.
That's some crazy shit. What was the whole, I mean, you know, rest in peace. You know, nobody knows why. Why did he do it?
So they call him now, as I'm reading it, they call him a conspiracy theorist. Like, he's one of those anti-government type guys. Like, that's what they label him as.
All right, but listen. Okay, he's a conspiracy theorist. But what was lighting yourself on fire supposed to do? because Trump is still going to go to trial. There's still going to be jurors at his trial. So what was the purpose of shish kebabbing yourself on TV for?
And some people just bad shit crazy, man. Because I don't understand what he would have gained out of that.
Yeah. Like, even if somebody was able to stop it from happening and put you out in time, what was it for? What was the purpose? Because Trump, he going to court. I'm not going to go light myself on fire. What the fuck I'm going to do that shit for? My life and his life don't have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, it ain't so like he's going to help bail you out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he was one of those people that, you know, wanted to storm the White House but never got around to it. And now he coming here and just shish kebabbed himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was no reason for it. Nothing you do is going to affect what goes on in the courtroom.
Yeah, he probably figured if he's going to want a Trump people, he figured he'd take one for the team. But it's like, man, that motherfucker ain't gonna help you.
It's like that Superman movie. You know what I'm saying? Superman going to the White into the White House or something. And then the guy had a bomb in his wheelchair, and then it went off. You know? What was the purpose? To destroy man? To bring harm to man? But why would you want to bring harm to man that don't have nothing to do with you? I mean, granted, you know, we all Americans, so we all under the judicial system of America, and you know, what happens in politics does affect the everyday man, but technically that shit don't got nothing to do with you.
Big,
you know what I'm saying?
Big facts, man. Big facts. And while we touching on that, they did this to sneak things under people's noses. Even though we're more so aware than ever before, they apparently passed a $30-40 billion package to aid the Ukrainians, to aid Israel, and they aid in Taiwan. Lots of fucking money.
I mean, you know, America's like Big Brother, right? America always want to help, you know. But then when you look at the news, you know, Iran, you know, sent missiles towards Israel. Now Israel retaliate, but Israel telling America don't interfere, which is right and exact. Because that shit don't have nothing to do with us whatsoever. Before America was America, you know, before America was America, them holy wars been going on.
Yeah, not those are some of the first man. Some beasts are just everlasting, and that's one of them.
Yeah, there's nothing nobody could do. There's always going to be until somebody give in. Until somebody says, you know what, keep the land, or they say, all right, we're leaving the land. Y'all can have it back. That's the only way that's going to end, and that's never going to happen. That ain't never going to happen. They're not going to give the land back. And they're not going to let them have the land without any consequences.
Facts.
But us over here, you know, we're I want to say we're like humanitarians, right? So mm-hmm. what I mean by that is that we care about the women and children in these countries, because that's who is affected by it, women and children. When you see the little kids and they leg blown off and they just learning how to talk, they learning how to walk, but they in the middle of it all. You know, the woman
yeah,
is the
you're
earth.
Seeing like the, yeah, you seeing the graphic.
The graphic?
Yeah, I was saying we seeing the graphic nature of how the aftermath of these wars is, and it's very terrifying to
it's
watch.
Not even,
very sad to watch.
I don't even want to say aftermath, because aftermath is after everything is said and done. This shit is going on. It's not ceasing. It's just continuous. And, you know, the woman is the earth, man. She brings life into this world only for war to destroy, you know? I'm not trying to be scientific with people, but it's the truth, man. As a man, you're supposed to protect the woman. But if man and man keep fighting, the only ones that suffer is the woman that's in between. And that's Israeli women. This is Muslim women. You know? They're the ones that take the kids and bring them into shelters and try to protect them, because you know the man gonna go to war, so man gonna go to war. But the woman is the one that protects the seeds, you know. And all this
absolutely
all this war does is create more hate. You understand? Because you got the Israeli people and the young kids cursing the Muslims for doing what they're doing. And the young, they grow up young saying they hate the Muslim, right? And then on the other side is the same thing. The Muslim saying they keep bombing us. I hate people from Israel. So it's a never-ending cycle. Ever. It was just continuous. Look, think about it. Holy war been going on for decades. And it's just a continuous cycle that continues no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing we could just do, man, is just, you know, stay alert, stay together, pray for the best. Be aware of the worst.
You know, my logic is pray for the best, prepare for the worst. You know what I'm saying? That's my mentality. You know, because at the end of the day, there's always wrong shit going on. More wrong than right. You know what I mean? More wrong than right. That's why the news capitalize on shit that goes on. Because there's a lot of fucked up shit that goes on all the time. All the time.
And it's more so now because people found ways through creating different platforms and channels and apps. It's more so bad news travel fast now because people are finding ways to capitalize off the bad news, and that brings profit.
I mean, you know, it's all planned, you know. poor plan. It's not like being in the hood and you poor and you finding ways to feed your family. You know, you do it by any means necessary, but there's a reason for it. All this other shit, there's really no reason for it.
Not at all. And not to mention too, man, like when I'm paying attention to how this world is going, I'm starting to see how it's taking effect on the kids coming up, man. Like people's mental health is fucked up out here.
Yeah, for sure. But again, some people are just dealt the wrong stick, and they choose to continue to go that way, you know. And it's not always like, it's just a predicament that they in. But if one thing I learned is, you know, if you want better, you just got to change. You know what I'm saying? You gotta want to change. You know what I mean? Because not everything stays fucked up. It only stays fucked up because you don't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. You know, there's a lot of homeless out there, and they just don't want to deal with the system, so they choose to be that way. You know, they don't want to deal with the system. And then you got people that's just cuckoo, you know? Cuckoo is real. But there's always ways out of things. And it all starts with the person that's going through it. Not everybody gets help, you know? But help comes from yourself. You gotta be willing to help yourself, because nobody gonna save you. People will assist you. Ain't nobody gonna save you, but you can save yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I done been through it.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do for people, because, like you said, hey, there's only so much you can do for somebody. And then sometimes you don't even know if that person is using their sympathy card to bring you in.
I mean, yeah, you know, there's people that do that, you know. But again, if you want change, you got to change. You got to change. Got to come from within. Shit ain't going right. Nobody said life's easy, man. Nobody said life is easy. Maybe for the rich motherfuckers, but even they have their times. But it's all about how you approach things, man. It's all about how you approach it.
What they don't know too, and what they also don't know is just these rich people, they don't have it, not pocket watching, but they go through their struggles too. They be thinking, oh man, they got this yacht, they got this car, they got houses, they living it good. Shit. More money, more problems,
I mean,
as they say.
But you know, some of the most miserable people are the people that have it all. That's just a material thing. It don't help what's inside. It just mask everything.
Yo, who had? Shoe War Radio, yo. Got pulled on the check and I'm late. I'm still great.
Shit, better late than never.
No doubt, my G. I was about to text you, but I'm going to tell you, I'm telling this nigga I'm on the line. I was on the line for a minute talking. I'm like, hold on, niggas can't hear me? Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, see the number, I could just plug you in. It's, yeah, as soon as I see the number, I could just throw you on in there. And, you know, since you're part of the show, it ain't going to break up no vibe. But I know automatically you ready. Because sometimes, you know, when we bring people in, they be doing different shit. They ain't picking up the phone. They got, you hear the bathroom running. So I'm like, this poet is always, he on it.
So you,
yeah,
you,
man,
you
my bad,
listening.
Y'all. I was watching
Nick, listening.
You know, just watching Nick take care of business for 34th Street. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm watching motherfucking L.A. take care of business out there in Denver. They better take care of business, you know?
The guy was
listening to what we was talking about?
Nah, I didn't get a chance. I was just like a couple of minutes on. I ain't really here. But y'all talking about, talk to me. What y'all discussing right now?
Just everything, man. You know, Iran, Israel, you know, sent missiles that way now, telling us, you know, to stay out of it. Talking about mental health and, you know, some things can be helped and some things can't be helped. You know, some people could change, some people ain't going to change, you know.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. When it comes to that Iran and Israel shit, you know, they bucked their shot. Iran, you know what I'm saying? They bucked back at Iran. Iran, you know, they better just leave it the way it is because they showed them, like, we can touch you. You can't touch us. We got the iron curtain.
But Israel, you know, told us to stay out of it.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to do when we fucking comply most of their fucking weapons. Yeah, that's not going to work out for them, telling us to stay out of it. If we stay out of it, all of fucking bombs Iran shot over there, them shits would have hit the motherfuckers. Being that
we were
there and we shot them shits down, like, none of them did no real damage.
You know, E was talking about how we just gave a relief funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan in the number of, what did you say, $34
billion? $30
billion. $30 billion.
Man. You know we ain't going to keep going for that shit. America, people, the people, us, me, you, we're not going to keep going for that shit. How you going to keep releasing all this money and funds when we ain't even taking care of our own motherfucking people over here, man? That shit pisses me off, man.
Oh,
that shit pisses me the fuck off.
Oh, man. The number was even higher than estimated. It was apparently, it was $95
billion.
That's almost $1 trillion.
Ridiculous. And you got old bridges fucking falling down and all kinds of roads need repairs and funding for all kinds of programs.
How you feel about the guy that lit himself on fire in front of the court building?
Rest in peace to the homie, you know? He that was his fucking life's fucking plan, I guess. To die for Donald Trump.
But like I was telling E, you know, what were you supposed to get out of that? What was that supposed to do?
He sacrificed himself.
For what, though?
What? I don't know.
You know, when you think about it, like, Donald Trump don't know you.
Was that because of Trump? Are they sure that was because of Trump or some other shit?
I mean, he still did it during a Trump hearing. So, what was it supposed to do? Like, rest in peace to him, you know, condolences to his family. But what was the motive behind it? Like, why? Like, Trump going
bring
to
attention,
court,
maybe spark something. That was going to spark something.
But, no, he sparked himself.
Man.
He sparked himself on fire. But
yeah, he sparked himself on fire, man. That's you talking about crazy?
He was a conspiracy theorist. He was a conspiracy theorist. I'm at times a conspiracy theorist, but I'm not going to go light myself on fire for no fucking Trump. Trump don't give a fuck about who the fuck I am. You think Trump going to send the cheeseburger?
You see how you just mentioned in mental health, that played a lot too. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers mentally ill, man, and conspiracy theorists mixed into that. Oh, he going to light himself on fire.
But look, Trump ain't sending me no cheeseburgers. Trump ain't sending me no McDonald's. Trump don't give a fuck about me. So why the fuck would I go and light myself on fire?
Yeah, that was good.
Like
I
was telling you, it's like fucking Donald Trump is the Joker and Gotham City burning right now. And the guy
wasn't. Yeah, man, that nigga definitely. But he's going down, my nigga.
He wasn't even from New York City. The guy wasn't
even from
New York City.
Fuck with that porn star. Grabbing by the pussy porn star. That shit. But he ain't going to go to regular jail. He's just going to get under house arrest. You know, because he's going to lose. He can't front. All the evidence is against him. He paid the chick to shut up. During the motherfucking while he's running.
But he didn't pay. His attorney paid it. His attorney made him pay it.
Don't matter. And he used campaign funds.
It was hush money.
Yeah. And where he get the money from his campaign funds. And the reason why he did it, you know, to hide from the American people that he was had a fear. He's better off than getting in the mouth.
Everybody know Trump. Trump been a freak.
But he was better off not paying them nothing, let her run her mouth, because it all came out anyway. Look, he paid her. She everybody knows his business anyway. And now he's in trouble for this shit.
Yeah, he was vocal about it. It's not like somebody told him, you know, oh, Trump grabs it by the pussy. No, he said, grab bitches by the pussy. I grab bitches by the pussy. He said he does that shit.
Yeah, he does.
That means he a freak. You know what I'm saying? He a freak. I wouldn't have paid no bitch because I grabbed you by the pussy. What you think you was in my room for?
I'm not. He ain't in trouble for grabbing nobody by the pussy. He ain't in no trouble for that. He's in trouble for fucking paying that shit while, you know, for trying to hide it. And where the money came from.
I know, but
you know,
what
that's why he's in trouble.
I wouldn't have been using no money to be trying to quiet it. Fuck that shit.
Nah.
You was in my room. I'll smack that ass. That's it.
You seen Stormy Daniels' titties. You know he was playing with the titties.
Hell yeah, he was slapping them shit. He was slapping the titties. You know what I'm saying?
She was former playmate of the month, man. Trump was playing.
Hell yeah.
She
was swinging them things.
He's trying to keep that shit away from his wife. He's trying to keep that shit quiet, yo.
He was swinging. She was swinging them things in front of him. He's slapping them. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. That's old money tricking right there, man. Because you know, as soon as the money run out, that's when they start coming for their head. They be running that whole extortion scheme on these old guys because they know they don't know that. I mean, it was really no extortion.
Man, that ain't nothing
just
compared to what Russia got more shit on him than anybody. They got a nice little amount of shit on him.
I mean, like I said, man, Trump is a freak, man. He a freak. He like bitches.
Yeah, and none of this shit is going to stop nobody from voting against them. You know?
Because America's
the lines are drawn. Nobody's going against him that likes him.
Hell no. America looking at Trump like he's one of us. He's just like every normal person in the house.
And he's far from one of us. He's the last nigga that's like on a, he's nowhere near a regular person.
But he acts like one. Motherfucker eat McDonald's all the time. You know what I'm saying? Be having bitches in his room slapping titties, you know?
Yeah, he's just not, he's not a politician. He's a fucking entertainer.
Yeah.
He's not the average politician, and that's why people like him, because he shakes shit up, you know? He don't do the average things a regular politician would do. He does the opposite, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why people like him. That's why people like him, because he's not a politician. Trump is not a politician, yo. That's why motherfuckers like him.
He got politicians around him, but he's not.
Yeah, he's not at all. Yeah, they just, I'm more of a politician than ever.
Yeah, for real.
That nigga don't know nothing about politics. That nigga just know the tax codes and how to cheat shit, and he just know how to get money. You know how to beat the system. You know how to get money. But yeah, this case, man, he's gonna lose this case. He's gonna lose this trial.
Yeah, because he got another trial. He still got the other trial going to Atlanta. He still got the other trial going on in Atlanta, and he got this one in New York. They trying to bleed his pockets dry.
Yeah, he's still gonna fucking, I think he's gonna beat Biden in the presidency thing, election, because everybody's against Biden. Only thing that's gonna might beat him is the fact that all the women might pull together and vote for Biden because of the, you know, the pregnancy thing and the abortion issue. Without the abortion issue, he definitely would run crazy. But the abortion issue, that might be the reason he loses. But other than that, it's his. It's his. He's gonna be president again. If it's not for that abortion issue, because they're really trying to regulate women's bodies and when they what they consider a fetus and all kinds of shit, and that's not sitting well with a lot of people.
Yeah, but yeah, Saturday night, Screwball Radio. We're gonna drown the people with the politics and all the bullshit going on. No, we got
yeah,
some.
Take
some
him away, Dane. Take me away. That's why we play the music.
Get some music on deck. Got a lot of good music on deck. We got to play for tonight. Call number 516-531-9596. Let's get it.
Let's go.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
Name existed forever, means victory, helper. Whole name means protector, shortened it by two letters. Without the I-R at the end, the reincarnated Gil Scott living in a bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow with a blonde who's a 10. Bait pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total, multi-mogul. So fly, I can walk in any spot, every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger, today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneakers and bombers. My name existed forever, before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluid. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shocked them like real bullets and prop guns. Creep with baddies and sequence stretches with high strung. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Preem, let's drop something.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S.
what defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
DNA of King James, Kenneth, St. Michael, polygamous minded, seven wives on ridiculous timing. They always share the same title, that be the whiskey talk. That's foul like a stop in Frisk, New York. At 20, I said I better quit by 30 than my 30. I thought by 40 rapping is corny, how wrong was I? Never would've thought that 50 new songs by 9 would be hard to lie. I leave them scared like when they hear their name called, but ain't nobody there. The definition of my name probably started where? I rode the E-train, fingers covered in ink stains. Writing was like an escape inside. It leads to beat flames. It was Rod, Kane, Coogee, and Chris. Few names like Cool James, Face, Cube, and Rick. That was musically sick, successful and unnatural. I throw their songs in a cyanide capsule. The truth is poison to any fraud. Demigod, rocking suits and shoes, going against any odds. How could you hate me? I survived the 80s, the D's, the trauma, embalming fluid and late sweets. Inhale fumes from a stove or cook-up. The show's booked up. I chose to take the world over. Look up.
What defines my name? What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name? N.A.S. What defines my name?
Hey yo, 30 years later, Illmatic was dropped. Yeah, man, what the fuck am I doing?
Hey yo, Crip, chill. I got the rhymes, you got the beat.
Alright.
30 years later, we back in the streets, you back in the lab.
Alright then. Let's go, Nas.
It's time. It's album time.
Yeah, time.
It's time. Black is top.
Premier album still gon' happen.
Yeah, yeah. Real nigga roll call. Storm. Real nigga roll call. Havoc. Real nigga roll call. RJ Payne. Real nigga roll call. Fizzy. Real nigga roll call. Mess. And you bitch niggas, don't say nothing. I'm talking to you, Scientific. I don't clout chase, I outrage. Don't put some respect on it. Like I pulled up at the break on it. Son, is you finished or is you done? With the fat lady son, Kobe scoring 81. My life is a highlight reel. Think of a poster of me dunking on your favorite rapper. Slam poetry, ram ovary. I rap drinking out of Primat, nigga. I'm just trying to top Jodeci. That's 36 bottles combined. Pull out your C1 like jeans and disconnect your spine from your mind. Pull out a German 9 and Extreme 9. Brain blown. Niggas a foreign language faster than Rosetta Stone home. I like my girls dark, Lupita Nyong'o. Black as a Congo, ass round like my fungo. A third world problem, it's a concrete jungle. Like how many bitches can I keep fucking all bumble? And why your weed ready if the seeds came from Humboldt? I knew Daniel was such, y'all was falling for the gummo. Pop that nigga like a willy nigga. Who the silly nigga? Make a milli with my Philly nigga. Really drill these niggas hard.
Hey, let me get it started like Andalay. Son of a gun, feel like Marvin Gaye on the Father's Day. Won't bite my tongue and these raps blacker than marmalade. A two-piece with a biscuit, but this is different than mama made. Your boy gifted, in fact I'm probably your mama age. Put pen to page, I done pulled the pin out of my grenade. And my brigade, they all pledge allegiance to Johnny Blaze. And my son's parent, the heir apparent like Ronnie James. See, I ain't playing nobody game. I tell these rappers pull up like they ain't been body trained. I do my dirt without throwing dirt on somebody's name. Y'all dragging balls, I could care at all what somebody say. I'm unbothered, hater block them and unfollow. This just a part of when instigators become starters. And I'm your karma, don't see it coming, I come harder. She know I'm cocky, I'm evil cocky, now come swap.
Never be slipping, I'm heavily spitting. You looking at a fucking alien, genetically different. You being short of a six pack, they said I'd be tripping. Medically sick and niggas figured I'd be dead or in prison. Pain! Get a load of me, give them poetry. Bitch, I've been getting busy since Diddy was still with Jodeci. Niggas ain't noted by this and they still promoted me. Been dope since niggas was getting bitches still on the rotary. Ah, stupid clever, two Berettas, Mr. fucking Hoobin, two Guerrera for the new era. Ain't nobody better than Pain, that's whoever. You never seen nobody iller, the new terror. Woo! My arsenal heavy, remarkable petty. Blow the noodles right out your fucking head, walking spaghetti. Put your crew in the news article, the barbecue ready. Cut a rat with the fucking particles, the sharpest machete. Yeah, cake bacon, nigga, flip through pies. Still at it, stillmatic, nigga, chip tooth knives. Yeah, big dipper, I can whip two fries. Six figures, shoot six niggas, rip through five.
First of all, y'all motherfuckers should respect the man's verse. Yeah. Or get pistol whipped and stripped for your man purse. Yeah. I still suck it out, bitch, I'm full. your shit jumping out whips you don't own. I see a lot of rest in peace on my Instagram. Thank God I'm a different man. I grew up with gunslingers. Stop having a thug life mouth with 911 fingers. I was raised in a crack house. For sure, so you don't want me to black out. Come on. This is Brownsville violence. I leave you laying between two trees like you were sleeping on a hammock. I'll eat a bowl of water with a fork before I ever give a fuck. I ain't never give a fuck. This is roll call, Raz, Havoc, meth, fame, pain, and sway. What the fuck y'all thought?
Give it up for the infamous one himself, Havoc. I see you, baby, they still shook. Raz Cash, that mic and that soul is on ice. Raz Assassination, I see you, baby. RJ Payne, bring in the pain. Leaving you motherfuckers leather faced. We cannot forget the M-E-T-H-O-D man. To Cow World, one of the greatest that ever did it and got away with it. Shout out to my homie Fame, I see you, baby. So this the roll call. Whack MC's not allowed. Sway in the morning, have the beat. What up, Tracy G? Roll call. Sway Attack, world famous, wake up show. You know what this is. The best that ever did it. Roll call. The best that ever did it. World famous wake up show. Sway Tech. DJ Revolution. Staccato. Roll call. You ain't the best. You ain't allowed on the list. We out, you bitch.
The likes. I prefer the love like dopamine. You can't fight what it does. So burn itself out, chasing that first buzz. Turn itself out, reminiscing of what was. Me, I get to it, move things but don't budge. Been through it, still don't hate a whole grudge. The fake can't relate, real ones know what's up. When the motherfucking building, throw it up. Let's go. Who else I gotta let know? Ain't got shit to prove, still put on a show. Even in the dry spell, still fluently float. Against all odds, still find contours and growth. If I profit from my hobby, do that make me a pro? If she with me in the lobby, do that make her a hoe? If you see me getting money, do you add some O's and try to take away from the fact like the rest of my folks? Wise as a serpent, peaceful as a dove, strategic as an eagle, which hovers above. Elefante, move things but don't budge. Elefante, move things but don't budge. Make way, let's get it. Let's go. Make way, let's get it. Let's go. Make way, let's get it. Let's go. Rock the days ahead, you know I'm with it. By millionaires, billionaires even. Thoughts I can see might be something you could believe in. The energy might reach a frequency you receiving. That's enough to make them want to stop a brother from breathing. Cowards that be got the whole world tweaking. Babies dying over rap beef, gorillas are vegan. There's an elephant in the room, everybody squeezing. Watch the earth suffer to please them. Them that lying, deceive men, women, and children. Just to stack they racks to the ceiling. Turn around, tax us for trillions. Hard labor for a day's wage. Highly advanced stage of the information. Nation age, bio clock, future shock, ready engage. The lands become lions, shops gon' keep flying. Man versus machine, unleash the rage. Yapping for the platinum gold, burn the sage. Wise as a serpent, peaceful as a dove, strategic as an eagle, which hovers above. Elefante, move things but don't budge. Elefante, move things but don't budge. Make way, let's get it, come on. Yeah, let's go. Make way, let's get it, come on. Let's go. Make way, let's get it, come on. Days ahead, you know I'm with it. Make way, let's get it. Make way, let's get it. Make way, let's get it. Prosper days ahead, you know I'm with it. Make way, let's get it. Come on, yeah. Make way, let's get it. Come on. Make way, let's get it. Come on. Prosper days ahead, you know I'm with it.
Who had Schoolboy Radio.
Matrix. Nothing but the fire, nothing but new fire. Nothing but fire for y'all niggas. And we gonna keep coming with that shit, man. We don't stop. Hip hop don't stop.
Word up.
Nothing but heat, man. We still keep it consistent over here. No AI joints. The real shit.
My bad.
Yeah, man, you know.
Keep rolling.
Take us out of here,
yeah, man. No doubt, man. I'm about to go ahead and take y'all out of here. I'm about to go catch this Garcia and Danley fight.
Oh, they're getting it on tonight. Word. That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to see.
Word,
yeah,
word.
If y'all want a link, I'm going to try to send y'all a link after the show.
Who you got your money on? Who your money on?
Man, Garcia, he all fucked up out of his mind, man. I'm going with Danley just to be on the good side. Because Garcia been bugging.
We'll see what's good. Damn. Boy's all fucking up.
Until next week, Schoolboy Radio, Black Poet, King Harris, myself, Comet.
And we out.
This is the Schoolboy Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
And you don't stop, hit it. Mumbling and whispering is what I hear. When B.I.G. appear on the scene, niggas get scared. Why? I'm not the stick up man. I don't want the rings on your hand. I don't understand. When I come through the avenue, I must know voodoo. Cause all eyes are on you know who. And my so-called friends beg for and for me to lend. But this bankroll, they won't spend. I don't need them. Let the welfare feed them. When it come to what's up, the peace sign is how I greet them. Sometimes they won't get that. Sweating me for some chit-chat. Bite my lyrics like Kit Kat. Open your eyes, realize ain't no sugar in my tank. Out of all my friends, it's just one I wanna thank. My man Big D taught me a lesson that was great. That good things come to those who wait. And we waited through the suffering and pain. The bitches ride the dick like the A-Train. That's why I flip, keep a burner to my hip. Take a hooker to the crib, you know she got the strip. Stay dipped, take out-of-state trips. Don't drink a lot of Hennessy, I only take a sip. I'm a skipper like a captain. Rapping is my specialty, and the best is me. So the rest is sick. B.I.G. don't need no practice. I'm like a sharpshooter, shoot the needle off a cactus. Only thing I lack is stage fright and conceit. I completely defeat the weak. Even the strong don't last long, cause I'm Brooklyn born, babe, bro. I'm not a paper gangster of no sort. Don't smoke Newports. When I get stressed, I grab my vest. Put an MC to the test quick. Fast if he talks slick about who he flips and whips. I trip the competition, steps across the sector. The big boss, you know, of course they took a loss. Stepping to big and a hit, man, 50 grand like sinking in quicksand. You need a hand, my man. Damn, try to give you the warning sign. When I said chill, I wasn't saying LL rhyme. I was telling you not to flare up. He's about to tear up. I'm telling you not to erupt, cause he's just as corrupt as the DJ should be. 50 grand, and I'm the B.I.G. Mr. C. Yo, here we go. Motherfucker, here we go. Shoot. Kicking, huh? Can you withstand, huh? This kind of a man getting in your ass like sand. But this ain't a date at the beach, so each and every MC in the place check the speech. And I'll bet the dough from my show they can't get with Mr. C on the float,
nah,
so
nah,
I get bit.
Nah, love. You can't do it like that, love. You know what I'm saying? You got to ride that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got to ride that motherfucker.
Take it out.
Nah,
I'm Mr. C.
What?
And you
don't. Try to get props on the brother that pops the most and clocks the most. Drops the most shit like a pigeon. Listen to the words I'm slipping through saliva. Ain't an MC lava. I'm the rap MacGyver. Doing tricks with my lips so quick. If you blink, you would miss the great style of Chris. Don't try to diss, cause I dismiss, disapprove, disappoint. Rappers that think they a joint.
they'll get the point quicker, faster even. MCs, I'm leaving until you can't breathe in. You call it a homicide, I call it a suicide. Try to battle me, boy, you deserve to die. Punch it in your eye before I blade ya, to let you know that I could fight before I slayed ya. Call me Chris, this I insist. Anything different will lead to close fist. A wrap up, you don't want to get tapped up.
Yeah. It's the Vandal, motherfucker. Yeah. Kingsbridge.
What up?
BX shit.
Tone Smith.
Street fundamentals are essential for survival. Streets are primal, suckers feel entitled. Shorty, I'm trying to entice you, pipe you down, sit fine wines with you. Pistol in your pocketbook. Crooks and castles, son got hit in the clavicle. Roam streets like wild animals, protect all that's valuable. For the capital, sick it radical. Thug motion, sip thug potion. Smoking something potent, leave rodents floating. Face wrapped in turban, whipping black suburban. Rule like the iron curtain, my screws who hand at the moon. Dr. Von Doom, violence we consume. Clowns with costumes, click, 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 boom. Clear the room, blown gas, smell of fumes. From the womb to the tomb, one love to the goons.
Criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my boy, get laid.
I'm a premium magician.
I'm ill.
That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my crew and get laid.
We feel different. I'm a premium addition.
Foul conditions, foul vision, shit that I witnessed. Corrupted environment, ain't have a pot to piss in. Pistol gripping, riddles written, crimes committed. Watching for the opposition, sitting on the block pitching. We had that shit clicking, witness, man, listen. God is my witness, my mindset was twisted. Hustle or suffer, only way to get up out the gutter. Hot peas and butter, watching for undercovers. I'm trying to do numbers, get up out my slumber. Bulldog handle coated with rubber. Cool color peanut butter. Watching over my shoulder. Gotta watch for vultures. Range like Rover. Alpine pullover. Mind of a soldier. Can't let the hood pull me under. Plotting on a come up. Sun down to sun up. Tree ate all that 4 pounder. Scheming on some out of town.
That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my boy, get laid. We
feel different. I'm a premium magician.
I'm ill.
You know the rest of the make. That criminal lifestyle is real.
Stand up to my boy, get laid.
You feel different.
I'm a premium magician.